Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs: precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee. And I'm gonna get to the background in a minute. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Ambitiously the Podcast. I'm gonna do this one more time. Listen, I just had a text conversation, and what I realized is that I love doing this podcast, but sometimes I do have regrets, especially during, or only in football season. I'm not even going to say especially, only in football season, because I can't watch football because I got to be here. I get updates on my phone, but all right, so we are in my room. I'm going to go off the camera for a little while. I'll come back. I'm going off the camera because we in my room, but I'm doing a show from my bedroom. Couple of reasons why: because I am in the middle of work. I just took a new position as a tax preparer. Y'all know I'm in school for bookkeeping, but As of Sunday, I took the position as a text preparer, and so I've been kind of working all day. Haven't had time to get things together in the studio. I'm sorry. I'm here, though. I'm here. And we have a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Like, the first thing that we need to talk about is this. Today, my friends, my babies, my ambitious ones, it is, hold on, I'm going to get to it. Media Monday. It's time to hop on this, Gabby. We got some things to talk about. I ain't going to lie. One of these things is very high on my list to have a conversation about. Every now and again, I will bring the camera back. I'm here. But it's a lot going on in my world right now, so I have to kind of maneuver the way that I maneuver. But before we get into these conversations that we need to have, join the conversation. This is always popping. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling into the number 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963. You can shoot a text. I will read it live on air. You can drop a comment, which is my preferred method of communication. Drop a comment. It'll be live on the screen, and I will read it on the air as well. Listen, I tell y'all all of the time. There are a bunch of ways to get in contact with me. Just pick one. I'm sorry. I had to sneeze. Sorry to try it. Pick one of them. And we'll figure it out from there. We will. But if, just in case you need a little nudge, just in case, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website. Do that. Let me put that on the screen. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. I will explain a little bit more about why I want you to do that a little later on the show. But for right now, just go over there and do that. And this is going to be on the screen regardless. Because, yeah, hold on. Let me put that. Okay. Regardless. But I'm going to show y'all the right way. The way I want y'all to see it. Which it is like, share. Hold on, I'm going to put it on the screen. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. Spread the word. Tell the people. We have a new country alert, by the way, this evening. So it's kind of working. I love it. I love my listening audience. You guys are amazing. I'll get to y'all later, a little later, too. But like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need all the likes, the shares, and subscriptions that we can get. And I will get to him in a minute. I just talked to him earlier. We had an interesting conversation as well. We're going to talk about all those things. But it is Media Monday, and it is time for the Gab Beat. Baby, it's time for the Gab Beat. Let's get into it. We got to talk about Diddy and his alleged, I'm going to put this on the screen because I need to do this, alleged conflict that he's going through in his prison as he has started his prison sentence, which is crazy. So let's get to the Gab. So we talked about it. We talked about Diddy and the surrounding reports about him, but initially dropped that it was an exclusive that Diddy, who is serving a 50-month sentence at FCI Fort Dix for his oldest. I don't even know how to word this. his sexual related charges was busted by prison officials for drinking homemade libations. Homemade libations. Oh, I can say that better. Homemade libations. Often referred to as hooch or pruno. The report claimed the concoction was made from fermented Fanta sugar and apples. I don't even like that we know how to make it right now. Like that, we know that we need fermented Fanta sugar and apples to make hooch. That is insane to me. But that's what's being reported, right? So here's the conflict. Let's talk about the conflict. The key is the immediate rebuttal. So Diddy's representation has since issued a very strong statement calling the reports false and reckless. His team insists that Diddy has not violated prison rules and that his sobriety and self-discipline are priorities for him. That's what they're saying. So let's get to the context of this situation because we need to talk about it. The key here is the immediate rebuttal. Remember that's a key part of what the conversation is. But anyway, the alleged incident comes right after Diddy submitted a letter to the court during his sentencing claiming that he has been sober for 25 years. Do we believe that? I don't. Okay, whatever. But he's been sober for 25 years. Really? Really, Diddy? And detailing a spiritual reset in his incarceration. Crazy talk. So this rumor of alcohol use not only suggests a prison violation, but directly contradicts his public claims of sobriety, which his legal team is now fighting hard to protect. Of course they are. Why wouldn't they be? We are seeing a major battle in the press between the allegations and the defense's narrative. Okay, here's my problem, because I got to talk about my opinion as well, not only the things that we're reporting. 25 years, Diddy. You've been sober for 25 years. I find that very hard to believe. And why I find that hard to believe is because how long have you been broken up with Cassie? And you said part of that played a part. This is why it's very contradictory. This is why the contradiction very much exists, because you ain't been away from Cassie for 25 years, my G. You have not been away from Cassie for 25 years. 10, maybe. 25, nada. Get out of here with y'all. Get out of here with your not. Really? Really? So y'all let me know how y'all feel about that. Do y'all think that Diddy has been sober for 25 years? That's the question that I have. Do we think that Diddy has been sober for 25 years? Me personally, I don't think it's been 25 years. Maybe some years, but 25, I'm not going with that. I'm not riding with that. 25, boy, she left you. Her kids are probably five and six, like maybe four and five. Like, it's not been 25 years, sir. And she hasn't been with her husband that long. Get out of here. All right. I'm sorry. I'm coming back on the camera for 2 seconds because I need y'all to see my face. No, I'm not rhyming for that. I'm not jacking that. I'm not jacking that, sir. But anyway, let's get off the screen for a second. I told y'all I'm in my bedroom right now because I'm in between podcast stuff. I now have a job and then I have businesses. So I'm just trying to make it most convenient for myself so we can get the job done. We got to get the job done. Oh, this one, I almost saved it for the last, but I'm not going to save it for the last because we need to talk about it. Listen, Max B is free. Oh my gosh, the Wavy King is free. Listen, so let's get to the game. Let's get to the game. So the release of Max B was on November the 9th. That was a couple of days ago, right? Oh, yesterday, actually. He was released yesterday. And it's massive. It's a conversation to be had, right? Especially for Jim Jones. Especially for Jim Jones. But whatever. This isn't just a rapper getting out of prison. It's the return of a genuine cultural icon. And I say this because he is often called the wave god. You know, that wavy thing started with him. He started the wavy trend, who influenced an entire generation of New York artists with his melodic auto-tune style. As much as I hate auto-tune, yeah, he kind of brought that on a little bit. So here's the deets. Here's the details. Max B, whose real name is Charlie Wingate, served 16 years of what was originally a 75-year sentence stemming from a 2009 conviction for a botched robbery that resulted in a fatality. Unfortunately, may that person rest easy. Nobody should ever lose their life, but whatever. Let's keep it moving. His sentence was significantly reduced in 2016 when he accepted a plea deal for aggravated manslaughter, right? Bringing it down to 20 years. He was released on the birthday of his longtime friend and collaborator, French Montana, who was there for a very emotional reunion. And he was there. French showed up for his G. No matter what people say about French Montana, like, that's some real, he showed up for his G. But anyway, so what does the future look like? Let's talk about the future. His immediate plan. So Max B is on a 5-year probation period. So he's on probation. But he is already talking about music. He told sources that he's ready to get back into the studio and is looking to work with A-list talent. I see that in his, I don't Max, it's weird out here, though. I don't know if what we call A-list is what you should be working on, but whatever. Seeing his return as a challenge, he's ready to conquer. So he's in gear. He's ready. His influence is felt in the music of artists like A$AP Rocky, Wiz Khalifa. And so the industry is buzzing with anticipation for what music the Wavy Baby will drop. Listen, this is just, I'm just giving y'all the technicalities of the situation, but it's a lot more to discuss, like Jim Jones and his, how he's feeling about this release. Now, Jim Jones did recently come out and talk about how he did somebody dirty, specifically freaking Max B. And he said that what he did was what he learned, and that's why he did it. But that doesn't, no, that doesn't fix the problem, sir. I gotta get on camera for this, because I need to say this with all sincerity. That doesn't fix the problem, sir. Sorry, it does not. Don't pay no attention to my blanket I got over there in the corner. That's a blanket, so y'all know. It's not dirty clothes, it's a blanket. I love blankets, and I have a lot of them. And I got hot last night, and I threw it up there. But anyway, so you said that. But is he going to get his reparations? He's probably not, because you don't even have that kind of money at this point. And with you dissing elite rap artists like Nas, it does not help the cause. It does not help the cause. It doesn't help the cause. How dare you diss Nas? Not my chip tooth, baby. How dare you? But anyway, I digress. So I'm wondering how this is looking to him. How does he feel about the situation, because the wavy god is back, baby. The wavy god is back. How do you feel about this? How does this affect you? How do y'all think it affects them? I need to know. I got questions. It's not just me. How do we feel about Max B's release? One, but two, how do we feel this is affecting Jim Jones, and what does this look like? What's gonna happen? I need to know. Is Max B going in his mixtape or whatever music that he decides to release at this point? Is he gonna talk about the Jim Jones situation? I got questions. Now, DJ Rukasi and I had a conversation earlier, and one of the things that I said to him in this conversation is like, Max B is free. And then we both agreed to the situation. Like, pay that man. But I don't even think you got enough money to pay that man what you owe him. You know that Ballin' song, you know, Ballin', you know Max B wrote that? Do y'all know that Max B wrote that? Do you have money to pay him? And I heard some things. But I'm trying not to get into it, because this is about Max B and him being released right now. But I don't. I got questions. I got questions, and I need answers. I need to be on the camera to say this. I got questions, and I need answers. How does this work? I need to know. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I got questions. Dot, dot, dot. Y'all know I got questions. But let's get into some current situations. Let's take a deeper dive into the situation. Rod Wave's legal woes and Grammy nomination, which is all the way it's a contradiction all the way. So listen, let's get to the game. This is a whiplash story. It is. It's going to turn your neck. On one hand, Rod Wave received his first Grammy nomination for the song Sinners. On the other hand, he was arrested by the Atlanta Police Department, just hours later on November the 8th. That happened. So let's get into it. Here's the charges. These are the charges. The Florida rapper, Rod Wave, or Rodarius Green, which is a crazy name, was booked in the Fulton County facilities or jail on multiple charges, including possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Okay? That's the first one. Secondly, he was arrested for possession of Schedule 2 and Schedule 5 controlled substances. Schedule 2 includes serious opiates and stimulants. I don't know exactly what he had in his possession. I don't know. But that's what they're saying. While Schedule 5 includes some low-level narcotic, like, I guess, Mary Jane. That's the thing that I think I want to say, you know, low-level narcotic. And the last charge is reckless driving. Okay. So, the defense, his attorneys, including Drew, finally, were quick to release a statement saying that Rod Wave was unjustly profiled and unlawfully arrested, and claiming that he was a victim of APD, Atlanta Police Department. Quota driving approach. So they're saying this is a quota. They was trying to hit the quota. That's what they're saying. Which I'm very familiar about how the quota works, but that's what they're saying. He was released on a $8,000 bond. This is the third arrest in Fulton County this year for him. This is his third arrest there. Are they talking at him? I don't know. But anyway, his legal team is now challenging the latest incident alongside his existing cases. Three times they try to get you, bro. Like, what they, I don't know. I got questions again. I got questions and I need to put the pieces. I'ma wait on this one, dog. But this is his third charge in Fulton County. I say, bro, stop riding Fulton County because they are after you, bro. They want you, and they want you bad. Just cut it out. Oh, this is weird. All right. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Oh, I got questions. Y'all think they targeting him, or you think that this is really what's happening with him? I don't know. And they pulled you over and they felt, they're not saying they planted it. They just saying that they're targeting him. Let me know what y'all think. Anyway, let's keep it moving. More Gab. I got more Gab. Listen, as much as I hate to talk about this dude and any women that he deals with, I gotta talk about it. Because oh, hold on. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I got a text message, and it made me smile. I'm sorry. Anyway, we gotta talk about it because this part of the game. This is the game that we've been getting lately. Listen, Blueface has been out of prison for less than 2 weeks, and his personal life is already an internet reality show. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Following his release, he immediately took to social media to claim that both of his baby mamas, alleged baby mamas, online, Jaden Alexis and Krishan Rock, had left him in prison, stranded for dead. That's what he said. He said they ain't do nothing. They ain't hold him down. I got a rebuttal on that one, though, Blueface, but I'm going to get to it. The new romance, though. Let's talk about the new romance. So now, reports is he's officially casually dating Love & Hip Hop Hollywood alum Hazel E. I don't even take none of that serious. Sources say that the two have been close on and off since 2018. So he been smashing Hazel since 2018. What? Crazy work. But the timing finally aligned upon his release. They were seen together at a celeb hotspot, and Hazel E even stars in his new music video, Baby Girl. I have not seen the video. I don't really care to watch the video, but it's me. Maybe I should, just so we can talk about that too, but maybe. So here's the drama, because we got to get to the drama. This is a dramatic turn, as Blueface has has an alleged girlfriend named Angela, who was previously talking to media about planning to be at his release. Now, with him publicly moving on and Hazel E being 45 at his 28, because she's 45, he's 28, the age gap and quick transition from prison to a new romance are fueling the online gossip. Okay, I guess I gotta talk about it, in my opinion. First of all, I don't take nothing with Hazel E serious.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
She, what was that boy's name? The producer dude. She was messing with him for a minute. Then she got the little young dude. She had a baby by him. That was a whole thing. She moved on from him. Oh, she had that Dubai situation. We don't know if that was a nose job or actually she got into an accident in Dubai. I just don't take Hazel E serious. But you know who else I don't take serious? Blueface. Him, Krishan, and what's the Jaden Alexis. Like, when they say the circus is here, the circus is here. It's here. And it's real. And I just, oh my gosh. I'm so tired of that. I have to talk about it because I talk about all things in the Gab Beat. But they all get on my nerves. And you know what's sickening? Because most people, the first thing they say is that, oh, you from Baltimore, you should ride with Chris. No, I don't fool with buffoonery. I don't fool with nonsense. I don't fool with none of that. Nah, I don't care. Where's she from? I don't. Oh, we gotta, okay, hold on. You take me serious. Oh, rock, hot rock, baby. Hi, Boogie. Hi, boo boo. I'm gonna come on the screen for you. And we might get a glitch. Excuse the glitch. But I'm gonna come on the screen for you. Hi, Boogie. No, I don't take none of them ninjas serious. Like, why? Why? Are they even in the headlines so that I have to talk about them? I don't want to talk about them. They a bunch of freaking fools, yo. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of all of them. All of them. All of them all together. All of them. Each and every one of them. I'm so tired of them. Y'all, why? It's some stuff. You know, some people like that kind of activity. I don't, though. I'm not one for all of this. And I ain't gonna lie. I've been seeing a lot of the buffering, like, even from his release to his mother recorded it. The whole situation with him, Krishan, and Jaden, and his mama. Like, what are we doing, y'all? Y'all keep setting us back, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Like, especially older women, I don't like that. It's an ugly, ugly situation. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's sickening to me, but whatever. Whatever. So, no, I don't take Hazel E serious. I never have. I don't take Blueface serious. I never have. And this is a continuous circus. It is. And gosh, y'all frustrate me. I want to keep it moving. I want to keep it moving because y'all get on my last Miki Tiki. I'm on my best behavior tonight. I'm trying to. But y'all make it so fucking hard for me. I can cuss now, so I'm cool. But y'all make it so. Why? Blueface, you spent 2 years in prison. And then we back to this, like, this is stupid. People do anything for clout. People do anything for publicity. And I ain't gonna lie to you. It's annoying. It's fuck. Grow the fuck up. All right. Grow up. So let's get to some grown folks business, y'all. I want to keep it moving because they get on my nerves so much. Oh, my gosh. They get on my nerves. Let's get back to this gap. Let's get back to the gap. Finally, let's end this on a high note tonight. And I like how we ended this. It makes me happy. So happy that we ended this on a high note tonight. Because hip-hop continues to get recognition. Well, the recognition it deserves. The 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony took place, and two of the biggest groups in history were inducted. One being Salt and Pepper. About time. That took a long, long, long time for that to happen. Why did that take so long? They should have been. They should have been. Now, let me talk about Salt and Pepper's situation. You know what I love? That Spinderella, the second Spinderella, not the first one, was on the stage. And she's been fighting long and hard to earn her spot and be where she's supposed to be. Listen, also, my DJ and I had a conversation about that today, which is, one, the first Spinderella deserved to be there, but the second one, she definitely deserved to be there. She has been in the spotlight with these two girls for a long, long time. Music videos, she's toured with them forever. Like, she's a part of the group. Don't try to knock her out of the situation. So I was very happy to see that all three of them were on the stage to accept that award. Yeah, big shout out to Salt and Pepper, but don't knock Spinderella out of it. She is a part of it. And then also, legendary Atlanta duo, Outkast. You don't know, I do love that group very, very much. I've loved them for a long, long time. And don't do Outkast, boo. Don't do Outkast. Yeah, they should have been in there, in my opinion, too, a long time ago. But anyway, Outkast also were inducted in the Hall of Fame as well. Seeing these pioneers honored alongside other music greats like the White Stripes is a testament to the genre's lasting impact and cultural dominance. Because hip-hop is real. So big congratulations to them for bringing down the house. I did not like Doja Cat's part of the performance, though. I'm going to tell you, like, I don't even know why she was part. But Tyler, the Creator, Big Mike was on the stage. Like, it was, besides her, everything else was cool with me. I was cool with everything else except for her. Salt and Pepper, I was happy with their performance as well. And so, yeah, man, I smiled. I was happy about all of the things. All of the things except for Doja Cat. Not a fan. Not a fan at all. Yo, not a fan at all. You could have kept her. You could have kept her out of the equation. But everything else, I was cool with. But big shout out to Salt and Pepper. Big shout out to Outkast. I say it's long overdue, personally. But, you know, it is what it is. Y'all, it's time to get to some love real quick. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the support. Yeah, I'm sorry, let me correct that. YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Rumble. I ain't gonna do Rumble, boo. Rumble has been showing me much, much love, and I love them over there too. Big shout out to y'all. But this love I'm about to give, this love I'm about to give. I love y'all so much. I love y'all. This is the love notes. And listen, it is what it is. The love notes is my way to send my love to those who come from wide and far, across the pond, across the world, across the globe. I love y'all so much, and thank you for tuning in to this podcast. You guys are simply amazing, and I just always want to show y'all love the best way that I can. And for right now, this is the way I'm able to do it. How did we come up with the love notes? I used to call it love doc, Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it show notes. Y'all need to see my face again. I was never going to call it show notes. I was never, ever going to call it show notes. I wasn't going to call it that. But we bickered. We went back and forth. And finally, we came to the compromise that we would call it love notes, which is the most fitting title for this situation ever. And I love it, and I'll never change it. We're keeping that forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. But, now we call it love notes, right? Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. I absolutely did not. But it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, and territories on that list. We've condensed it down. Now we only do countries and territories. And now we do this. Hi, y'all. I love y'all so much. Hold on. It's love. It's all love. And thank you for the love. Shout out to the top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium. You got specifically Brussels. You guys are amazing. That part of the list is about to change, though. Some people that's giving y'all competition. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Brazil, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. I love y'all. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you so much for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you, and I thank you so much for the love and support. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Oh, my gosh. Y'all make me so happy. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. And I have so much gratitude. You have no idea. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. Hold on, I got you, Jamaica. Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, booze. I love y'all. Thank you for the love. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia, Trinidad, and Tobago. Oh, my goodness. And Trinidad and Tobago, y'all lit on the carnival type situation, but nobody, they be sleeping on y'all. Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire, Palestinian territory occupied, Malaysia, Iraq, Ecuador, Islamic Republic of Iran, Uruguay, you guys are amazing. I love you so much. Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and new to the list, Georgia. Not the state, the country. You guys are amazing, and I love you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the love and the support. And this, y'all are the reason why I keep going. I keep going because of you guys, because y'all hold it down. So I'm working on other financials so that I can keep this thing going, but I love y'all so much, and I just appreciate you, and I thank you for the love. I love you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing. I'm glad y'all can't see me right now. I'm totally blushing. I am. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Oh, my gosh. I love you. Listen, it's time for me to get to some things that I need to say. Like, join the conversation. You can do that by calling the number 443-1-443-551-5963. Again, country code 1-443-551-5963. I love you guys so much. You can text. I will read your text message loud out loud. You can drop a comment. I will read that out loud as well, and it'll be on the screen. You guys are freaking extraordinary. You are. Oh, and I love y'all so much. Listen, I tell you all of the time, there are a million ways for you to contact me. Just pick one. Pick one. Just pick one. It's in the description. No matter how I share this podcast, it's there. Just pick one. But just in case you need a little nudge, I don't mind giving out little nudges. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either way will do. Ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't even matter which one you choose. I'm answering all emails that are sent to me because I love y'all. And I want y'all to know how much I love y'all. So I'm answering. I love you so much. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Oh, I love y'all so much. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. So we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I can say shit, fuck, and all that bullshit. No censorship. I like no censorship. No censorship is amazing to me, so I don't want to be censored. I just want to say the things that I want to say, and that's what it is. It is what it is. Listen, big shout out to our residential DJ, DJ Rukazi. He's amazing. He holds it down, and we appreciate him over here. And let us know how you feel about the fire mixes that he drops every Friday. They're amazing to me. If you like underground hip-hop, if you like boom bap, if you like real hip-hop in general, this is the place you need to be on a Friday night. It is. I'm sorry. I was going hoarse a little bit. But this is where you need to be on a Friday night. It is. So big shout out to DJ Rukazi. Listen. It is very much time for me to say the things that I actually need to say. Those things, they're necessary, but these things are also very much important. Mind your business. It's up on the media Monday. I'm nosy, so I want y'all to come over here and listen to the gab that I got to spill. I need y'all to be on the gab beat with me. It's fun. It's amazing. And I love you guys so much. So I just continue to try to drop the gab. But I need y'all to come over here and do that. The tapping, I try not to be. But being as though I'm in my sporty bag right now, I am. I'm telling business. Sometimes it's warranted. But it's not always intentional. It's not always intentional. But it's always warranted if I do. Wet and Wired Wednesday. No. Let's get the wiretap. The wiretap, if you have a court case and you're depraved, foul, sinister, heinous, disgusting, stupid, ugly, dumb, an idiot, diabolical, and if Doc was here, he would say insidious. If you're any of those things and you have a court case and I can pull it, baby, I'm reading it. I'm sorry. Or if I could put something together to talk about it, it's going to be read because that's what I do. So just don't, and then we won't have to talk about it. That's all I'm saying. I do that because y'all make me. Stop it. Cut it out. We don't have to do this. Just don't do things that make me pull your court case or put a story together to talk about it. Okay. Wet and Wired Wednesdays. It's more my business, and sometimes when Doc is here, his business too. Sometimes we gotta let some of our business loose because we tell everybody else's business. And it's only fair and right that we tell our business too. We can't just be out here telling everybody's business and not give y'all a little bit of our business. Cattails. I know. It's taking a minute, but I needed to be right if I'm going to be discussing these kind of situations. But if you do happen to make it on an episode of Cattails, listen, I change everybody's name. I do. I change everybody's names. I absolutely change the names. Nobody's names are exposed. But here's how you get them exposed. You jump in the comments and you start talking smack. Then they know it's you because you expose yourself. Or if you decide that you want to approach me about it, then I feel like it's only right that now I tell everybody who it is. I don't want to, but I will. So just leave me alone. Shut the fuck up. You don't have to say anything. Nobody has to know it's you. Nobody will know unless you make them know. Just, and if Doc was here again, he would say, "Hey, dog, would holler." Just shut up. They won't know. Hush your mouth. Hush. Shh. Hush. Anyway, love your babies. Hug your babies. Adore your babies. Tell your babies how incredible they are. And let them babies know that they are the GOAT. The greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that encouragement. They need you as their parent to do your freaking fucking job, man. Do it. I'm not telling you much. I'm telling you what you should know and what you should be doing as a parent. Let them know that you're proud of them. They need to know that. That's what keeps them going every day, believe it or not. That's what does it. So if they want to work for NASA, tell them you're the astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there. And I said, I don't know. I never worked there. What I will say is I showed y'all last Friday. Get yourself a telescope, a good one, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. Get a good one. It does require a little bit of assembly. It comes with lenses, scopes, beams, sometimes apps, mine does. Hi, Nat Geo. Put it together, go outside and discover some shit with your kids, man. You might discover an asteroid, a comet, a meteor. I hope they're all going past you, not coming towards you. That's the most frightening to me. I hope so. I hope they're going past you, not coming towards you. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but fuck you. It's a planet in my opinion. You made me build a solar system when I went to school. And I had to find that planet that you say is not a planet no more. Now it's a dormant star. Like, fuck you. It's a planet. It's a planet. Or perhaps this part of the message is not necessarily for you. Maybe this part of the message is for the beings that might beam you up or down. I don't know which direction they do it anymore. They said it's not a planet no more, but and when I was a kid, it was a planet. So they could beam you up or down. And they're probably going to probe you. I don't know how that works. I've never been abducted. But what I do know is if they do come to get you, then they could get this message through you from me, which is, hell no, I won't go. Hell no, I won't go. I don't want to go. I don't. Unless you have a planet that's way better than this planet that I live in right now, then I might sign up. I might. But as a constellation gift, I do have a neighbor that is ripe and ready and prime for the plucking. I've been waiting for y'all to come get her for a minute, and y'all haven't come and gotten her yet. So come get her. She's ready. Come get her. Believe me, where I am at, I'm cool. I'm chilling. I'm chilling. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them you're best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because they got those two, and whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed, and at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And I love them forever for that. I do. I love them forever for that. But whatever the case may be, encourage them babies. Headache backs, and always let them know that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. That's your job as a parent. Do that. Okay, it's time for your fair warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It says may, but it definitely does contain explicit language, and I'm sorry. But I have to say it the way I need to say it, which is mind your fucking business. Stay in your fucking lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay the fucking your shit. Don't jump in my shit. Mine is not yours to like dictate or none of, like, stay the fuck in your lane. Stay over there. You jump in my lane, you're gonna get something that you do not want, and I promise you, baby. You don't want her. You won't get her. Nah, that ain't, I don't even think that's right. Oh, that was the right one. Sorry, that was the right one. You gonna get her. You don't want her. I'm sorry, I'm working on different sound effects. You don't want her. She's not nice. You gonna get her. She is not nice. She is not sweet. She is not kind. She is not gentle. She is not any of those things. You don't want her. Leave her alone. Leave her in the pod. Feed her her cub, the gazelle that we caught earlier. Leave her the fuck alone, man. Leave her alone. You want her. She's nice and kind and cuddly. Yes, she is. Yeah. Okay, listen. Don't she sound nice and kind and cuddly? Plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special, and I promise you, you do. AU Big Prayer, bitches. AU Big Prayer. You want to get her too? AU Big Prayer. AU Big Prayer. You don't want that first one, though. She's not nice. She's a bitch. Leave her alone. Leave her where she's at. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane. And everything's cool and copacetic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is. So choose wisely. Judge wisely. Speaking of choosing, pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle that you fight is not a battle that you should be fighting. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. I tell y'all that all the time. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. Don't be, yo. Big shout out to Lingo because that's his catchphrase. But don't be dude. Like, don't do what he did. He didn't pick the right battle, and he definitely didn't judge wisely at all. Plus, he lied. He lied. He said that he studied hip-hop battles for a living. And if he did, then he know that these gentlemen told you a long time ago, shout out to Mobb Deep, that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And they also said your bitch ass can run, but you can't high five any street. Said we didn't touch. They said just stupid ass petty boots, baby Caligula, little boots, aka Drake, is walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, bitch, you shook. Because ain't no such thing as sad for you crooks and you scared to death. Oh, mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. You didn't choose wisely, and so don't be like him. Choose wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight, okay? It's not. It's not. It's not. Worry about the war. Fuck the battle anyway. Now, we all fighting battles, a war out here, and so we need to focus on that and not so much of the fucking battles. Fuck them battles. Be you. Be amazingly you. Be wonderfully you. Be authentically you. Be ambitiously you. Be genuinely you. But at the end of the day, be you. Be you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, okay, cool. Cool. Two of them things I wouldn't even worry about. If you want to dress weird, be the best dress weirdo ever. Some of us ladies like that type of shit. And you can't help the way that you walk. That's the way that you walk. But the talk of shit, you can help. Shut the fuck up. Don't file court cases where you engage in a battle because you look stupid. And don't make that fake ass accent. That's stupid as well. Be who the fuck you are. Remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either, baby. So focus on you and being you. You can't make anybody happy at all. You can't, but you can add to the happiness. And if they allow you to come in and sprinkle your pixie dust and say happy, think happy thoughts, then sprinkle away, babes. Sprinkle away. But don't focus on trying to make people happy because you will never, ever, ever. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, babes. You are. You are. So focus on you, unless you are, even if you are a twin, but unless you're the other kind of twin, and I don't know how that works, so I don't speak on it, because I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, focus on you. Listen, no matter how much you try to fix whatever it is they don't like, you're not going to fix it. They're going to find something to nitpick about anyway. So fuck them. I told y'all a long time ago, misery, that bitch loves company. I always tell that bitch, get back. I don't fuck with that kind of company. I don't need that around me. You not my kind of peeps. I don't hang with your kind. So get away from me. Keep it moving and get away from me. Go elsewhere where they engage in that kind of activity. I don't. Okay? I don't. Lastly, dream big. Dream so big that your freaking dreams exceed the freaking universe. I mean, hop into a whole nother dimension that nobody knows about. Yeah. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, baby, plan to execute, because it's not going to happen unless you have a plan. And then you execute the plan. Nothing comes without hard work. Nothing. So keep pushing, keep working hard, and it's going to happen for you. It is. I believe in you. I need you to believe in you too. Y'all, it's time for me to get up out of here. I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. And if you are going to get in trouble, make sure you got a hell of a lawyer on retainer, because they cost a lot of money. But stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Good night. I will see y'all on Wednesday, or talk to y'all on Wednesday, however that works, for the wiretap. I haven't decided if it's a wiretap or a one wire. We'll figure that out. You'll see when I post it. But, I love y'all. I will talk to y'all on Wednesday. And I gotta go. I got some studying to do. And I got some work stuff to get to. But I love y'all so much. And stay safe. And good night. I gotta go, man. There's so much going on around here. I gotta go. I love y'all. Bye.
Oh,